beautiful.
因为这个疫情, 所以上周的这个, 追悼会, 好多人没法子去, 但是教会送了很美的鲜花。
And you have been so kind with food and gifts and cards, and thank you so much.
这弟兄姐妹们也给我们送卡片啦, 食物啦, 送鲜花了, 我们是非常感恩。
Let me start this morning's message by contrasting what many of us imagine about the Christian life with the reality.
今天早上的信息呢, 我想从一个对比开始, 就是我们想象之中基督徒的生活应该是什么样, 和我们在实际生活之中我们所过的生活做一个对比。
I've met many people who have this picture of what it means when they become a believer.
我看到, 我见过很多基督徒, 他们在信主以后, 他们就觉得基督徒的生活就该是这样的, 他们脑海里有这样一幅画面。
They're going to accept Christ. They're going to be made new creatures in Christ.
他们接受了基督, 然后他们就会成为新造的人。
They're going to be baptized.
然后受洗。
And when they come out of the water, everything will be different.
他们从这个受洗池里站起身来, 一切都改变了。
All of the scars of the past will be erased.
他们过去生活之中留下的这些伤痕, 全都被抹去了。
They'll start over new and nothing from the past will remain.
他们就完完全全是新造的人, 过去的一切都不存在了。
That sounds beautiful.
这听起来真的很美啊。
But the reality is a little different.
但是事实上有点不一样。
We accept Christ.
我们接受了基督。
We are made new.
我们成了新造的人。
We are baptized.
我们受了洗。
But there are scars from the past that remain. There are relationships that were broken in the past, and we still suffer some pain from those. Families that are divided because of past abuse, because of conflict, because of divorce.
因为种种原因, 我们的家庭破碎, 比如过去是因为家暴了, 因为是婚姻破碎了, 因为这些种种 原因造成的这些伤痕还存在。
And even though we are born again, some of those divisions remain.
即使我们重生得救, 我们过去的这些分裂还是在那里。
We may have physical scars, physical harm that last from addictions in the past.
而且因为过去的某些什么上瘾啊, 这些, 在我们身体上造成的这些伤痕也仍然存在。
Now please understand this. The guilt of the past is gone.
请记住这一点, 就是我们因着过去所带来的这些罪恶感已经不存在了。
It's washed away.
我们受了洗, 这一切都被冲走了。
We are now walking a new path. That is changed.
我们现在是走在一条新的路上, 这个是已经改变的事实。
We have left the sins of our past.
我们已经把过去的罪都留在后面了。
All of that is new.
所以我们现在拥有的都是新的。
But some of the scars may remain in our life.
但是过去生活所留下的伤痕，有的还是在我们的生命中仍然存在。
500 years ago, John Donne wrote this.
在500年前, 这个John Donne写了这几句。
God heals our wounds.
神医治了我们的伤痕，伤口。
But the wounds may leave scars.
但是伤口还会留下伤痕。
And so this morning I want to talk to you about those scars.
所以今天早上我们就来谈谈这些伤痕。
I want to be realistic about the pain.
我想要对我们所经受的这些痛苦, 我也想要现实一点。
But I also want to give you some hope this morning.
但是我同样的, 我想给大家一些盼望。
We're looking at the story of Jacob in Genesis 32.
我们今天要看的这个故事是来自创世纪第32章。
But the background of this chapter begins many years earlier.
雅各的故事, 但是这个故事尽管是从第32章开始, 但是这个故事的开头是在很多年前。
It starts when Jacob convinces Esau, his older brother, to swap his birthright for a bowl of soup.
我们大家都知道这个故事, 就是雅各骗他的哥哥以扫, 为了一碗红豆汤, 就用一碗红豆汤的代价把他哥哥的长子全给骗过了。
Esau is the older brother. He has the more rights in the family.
以扫是家里的长子, 所以他从家里所继承得到的东西应该是更多的。
He's hungry.
他那天很饿了。
Jacob has made the soup.
然后雅各在家里煮了 一锅汤。
Jacob says, I can give you a good deal on this.
然后雅各就说，我来跟你做一个很好的交易。
All it will cost you for a tasty, wonderful bowl of soup is your birthright as the older brother. That's all.
他说咱们俩来做这么个交易。他说你要想你得到这一碗美味的红豆汤，你就把你的长子全给我就好了。你看这个交易很好吧。
Jacob is a tricky person.
这个雅各我们知道他是就非常的坏主意很多的这么一个骗子。
Later he tricks his father Isaac into giving him, the younger son, the blessing that should go to the older brother.
所以之后他又骗他的老父亲以撒，让他把这个给本来应该给长子的祝福就给了他这个 Jacob 是二儿子。
If there are any older brothers here, you understand that Esau becomes very angry.
如果我们中间有长子，你们站在以扫的位置，你就会知道以扫有多生气了。
So angry that he wants to kill Jacob.
所以以扫气的甚至想要把这个弟弟给杀了。
Jacob runs to Haran, the ancestral home of their family.
所以雅各只好就逃走了，逃到他父母的以前来的家乡哈兰去了。
He's living there and he falls in love with Rachel, a beautiful young lady.
他在那边生活，然后他就爱上了一个年轻美丽的姑娘拉结。
Her father Laban is also a bit of a con man.
但是拉杰的父亲拉班跟这个雅各是一类人，也是个骗子。
Sure, you can marry my daughter.
好，你现在你当然可以跟我女儿结婚了。
Work for 7 years for free.
你得要给我白白做工7年。
Seems like a good deal.
就听起来这个交易不错，是吧
？Laban 7 years later.
结果雅各跟他做苦工7年之后。
Tricks poor Jacob into marrying Leah, the older sister, who is not as beautiful.
结果这个没想到，这个拉班居然把他的大女儿拉杰的姐姐，这莉亚悄悄的就换过去了，让雅各。结果发现早上起来才发现，跟他结婚的不是这个拉杰，而是他的不那么漂亮的姐姐。
Jacob ends up working 14 years for Rachel.
结果。最终的结果就是雅各就为了跟拉杰结婚，为这个拉班工作了14年。
But Jacob is a world-class trickster.
但是我们知道雅各是个顶尖的骗子。
So he still gets his revenge.
所以他还是他报了仇了。
He comes up with a plot to cheat his father-in-law out of his best flocks.
所以他想了一个诡计，能够把他这个岳父所有这个牲畜里面就最强壮最好的那批牲畜都给骗成是他的财产。
And when he finally leaves Haran, he is a wealthy man.
所以最后他离开哈兰的时候是很富有的一个人。
So we come to today's text. He's on his way back to Canaan.
所以我们读到这一章的时候，他准备要回去迦南。
His wives, his children, and thousands of livestock.
所以他带着他的妻子孩子还有这些仆人，然后还有成千上万的这些奴这个羊群牛群。
Jacob and Laban have negotiated a truce.
雅各跟拉班两个人达成了停战协议了。
They build a little pillar of stones.
所以他们用这个立石为祭，在他们中间就立了一道界限。
Laban, I'll stay on this side. Jacob, you stay on this side.
所以拉班你在那边，雅各在这边，两人就井水不犯河水了。
Now he's headed home.
然后他就现在准备回家了。
And he knows that Esau will be waiting for him.
他知道以扫肯定在那儿等着他呢。
And Esau has been waiting years for revenge.
这以扫为了这复仇的一天已经等了好多年了。
Jacob is nervous.
所以雅各心里都很紧张。
He sends a messenger. I'm coming in peace.
所以他开始就派了使者过去跟他哥哥打招呼，说我来是为了和平，为了和好而来。
And the messenger comes back with news.
然后这个使者回来就跟他讲
，Esau says he's coming to meet you.
以扫说他过来，他来接你。
And he has 400 armed servants with him.
他带着400个全副武装的仆人来迎接你。
And Jacob is scared.
所以雅各就很害怕。
In fact, this is how scared he is.
你可以想象一下他有多害怕。
All of his wealth is in this livestock.
因为他所有的财富就是在他的这些牲畜里面。
So he divides the flocks into two groups.
所以他把他所有的牲畜就分成两部分。
Maybe if Esau destroys half of my livestock, I'll still have the rest.
他说说不定以扫把这其中一半都给杀了，那剩下我还有一半的牲畜可以还是挺富有的。
He sends several hundred goats and sheep and cows as a gift, a bribe to his brother.
所以他开始就送出去成百的、上千的这个牛羊啊，就给他哥哥做礼物。
And that brings us to our text.
然后我们就来到了今天要读的这句经文
Verse 22
第二十二节
The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 children and crossed the ford of Jabbok
他夜间起来带着两个妻子两个使女并十一个儿子都过了伯雅渡口
He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had
先打发他们过河又打发所有的都过去
And Jacob was left alone.
只剩下他雅各一人。
Here he is. All of his past shenanigans are coming home. All his past tricks are coming home.
现在这个雅各就面对了他以前干过的所有的这些坏事都开始找上门来了。
He can't go backwards. Laban is back there.
他也没法回去，因为他岳父拉班在那守着呢。
And Esau is in front of him.
然后前面他老家这哥哥以扫在等着他。
He's scared.
所以他怎么办？他很。
And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day.
有一个人来跟他摔跤，直到黎明。
When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
那人说天黎明了容我去吧雅各说你不给我祝福我就不容你去
He said to him what is your name
那人说你名叫什么
He said Jacob
他说
Then he said your name shall no longer be called Jacob but Israel for you have wrestled with God and with men and have prevailed
那人说你的名不要再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与神与人较力都得了胜
Verse 30, so Jacob called the place, name of the place Peniel, saying, For I have seen God face to face.
第三十节，雅各便给那地方起名叫比努伊勒，意思说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
Verse 31, the sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip.
第三十一节，日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比努伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
This mysterious stranger wrestles with Jacob all night.
这个神秘的一个陌生人整个晚上都跟雅各在摔跤。
He finally wounds Jacob in the hip.
最后他把雅各的大腿窝给扭了。
And it says that because of this wound, Jacob walked with a limp, probably for the rest of his life.
这圣经里是说就因为这个伤口就这个大腿窝给扭了雅各以后一辈子都是瘸着腿走路
It seems to me that this limp is a symbol of all the other scars in Jacob's life
所以对我来讲我的理解就是雅各这个腿瘸了这个就好像是一个象征就是他过去一切所剩下的伤痕的一个象征
For decades Jacob has lived with self at the center
这过去的几十年雅各一直都是以自我为中心的这种生活方式在过日子
And it has left a lot of scars
这样的生活方式留下了很多
Scars of regret
他可能有懊悔
Scarred relationships
也有关系上的这些伤
The rest of his life Jacob will have a limp
但是在往后的日子雅各腿就瘸了
Physically, emotionally, in his relationships
不只是在他的身体上是腿瘸了甚至在他的这个情感上在他的这个跟人的关系上他可能都是一个瘸腿的人
You see, some scars are the natural result of the law of sowing and reaping
你知道吗我们的有一些伤痕实际上就是你种什么就收什么这是自然的规律是不是
Paul wrote, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap
保罗在加拉太书他这么写他说人种的是什么收的也是什么
Now when he says that Paul is not making some kind of a threat
保罗这么说的时候他不是在威胁我们
He's not saying if you sow sin God is going to be mad at you and even if you repent he's going to make sure you suffer
他不是说如果你种的是什么沙子之类的，神就会很生气，会惩罚你。但保罗不是这个意思。
No, Paul is looking at life and he's saying, look at how life works.
保罗在看生命的本相，他说你看生活就是这样的呀。
In nature,
在自然界来讲，
when you sow apples, you reap apples.
你种的是苹果，你收的就是苹果。
You can't sow tomatoes and expect to reap mangoes.
你不可能你种的是西红柿想着要收芒果。
It's true in relationships.
在关系上也是如此。
You can't sow harsh words and reap loving relationships.
你如果总是用刺耳的严厉的话来对待别人，你不可能是收回的是很有爱的一种关系。
And it's true in history.
在历史上也是这样的。
One example.
一个例子。
Israel, the people of God,break God's law, they turn to other gods.
以色列就是神的子民，他们没有遵守神的律法，他们就一直是崇拜去别的偶像。
In his judgment, God allows Babylon to conquer Jerusalem.
所以在神的审判之中，他允许巴比伦来把这个以色列，把这个以色列国就给推翻。
The Babylonians destroy the city, destroy the temple, they carry the people away into captivity.
这巴比伦人过来把整个城市劫掠一空，然后把这个圣殿也毁了，把这些人都给掳去做奴隶了。
And the nation repents.
这个整个以色列国就开始悔改。
And 70 years later, they come back home.
七十年之后，他们回归了。
But the city is in ruins.
但是这个城市全都被毁了。
The temple is destroyed.
这个圣殿也被毁了。
There are scars.
这就是过去的伤痕。
This does not mean that God has refused to forgive them.
这不意味着说神拒绝去赦免，去原谅他们。
God forgave them.
神已经饶恕他们了。
But the Babylonians had carried away the temple furnishings. They can't get it back.
但是这些巴比伦人已经把圣殿里所有的这些家具啊，所有的陈设全都掳走了，他们不可能还回来。
Their enemies have settled on part of the land.
他们的这些敌人已经在这个地上也已经生活下来了。
Israel will never recover everything they lost.
所以以色列人也不可能把所有他们在战争之前所拥有的一切都恢复过来。
Forgiveness does not.Erase the natural results of those broken relationships, those physical addictions, those emotional hurts.
所以即使是被饶恕被原谅了，但是过去在情感上在这关系上所造成的这些伤痕仍然存在。
Charles Colson was part of President Richard Nixon's inner circle.
Charles Colson 他是就是这个尼克松总统内部小圈子的其中一员。
He's one of the most powerful men in Washington D.C.
他在当时在这个华盛顿他特区啊，他是那边最有权势的人之一。
But because of his role in the Watergate cover-up, he was convicted of federal crimes.
但是我们知道当时尼克松的丑闻水门事件，这事件之中为了遮掩他们所做的错事，这 Charles Colson 后来就被判刑，犯了联邦罪。
Between the time he was arrested and the time he was sentenced to prison, Chuck Colson became a believer.
就在 Chuck Colson 在他被捕和到他被判刑坐监狱之间的这段时间，他信了主。
A friend shared the gospel with him and he accepted Christ.
他的一个朋友跟他分享福音。
He was a new person.
接受了主，然后他就成了新造的人。
His sins were forgiven.
他的过去犯的罪都已经被饶恕、被原谅。
Chuck Colson still had to serve a prison sentence.
但他仍然需要去坐牢。
Even though he was a believer, there were scars that remained.
尽管他现在已经是信主的人了，但是过去的伤痕仍然在。
Now at this point, you may be saying, "Is there any good news in this sermon?"
所以到现在你可能就在想，那你今天的信息里有什么好消息？
You just spent 15 minutes telling us that we're going to suffer.
因为你一直在跟我们讲，我们过去所做的事儿，这个都有后果，我们必须要承担这个后果。
This morning, I want to give you some hope from the gospel when we carry the scars of our past.
但是今天早上，我想要给大家一些从圣经来的盼望，就是我们带着过去的伤痕往前走的时候，我们还是有盼望。
Craig Groeschel said, "The past cannot be erased."
Craig Groeschel 是生命教会的牧师，他曾经这样说：“他说过去不会被抹去。”
The past cannot be erased, but it can be redeemed.
他说我们的过去不能被抹去，但是能够被救赎。
So how do we redeem the scars from our past.
所以我们怎么样来赎回，来救赎我们过去留下的伤痕？
Whether they are scars that come because of our own sin,
无论这些伤痕是因为我们自己的罪造成的，
or scars that are inflicted because of what someone else has done to us,
还是因为别人为对我们所做的一些什么事，让我们身上留下了这样的伤痕。
I think Jacob helps us to learn how to redeem those scars.
我想雅各其实是在帮助了我们去理解我们怎么样来救赎这样的伤痕。
The first thing I want to say this morning is that those scars can remind us of the lessons that God has taught us.
第一点我想要强调，就是我们身上的这些伤痕实际上是可以提醒我们神让我们学的功课。
You see, I think in later years when Jacob would feel a twinge of pain in that hip,
我想雅各在以后的日子里头，当他感觉到大腿窝的剧痛的时候，
he would remember the night he wrestled with God.
他会想起来那天晚上他跟神一直在那摔跤。
He would remember how desperately he tried to avoid answering a very simple question.
他会想起来那天晚上他真是拼命的想要把这个一个简单的问题绕过去。
The stranger he's wrestling with says to him, "What is your name?"
这个陌生人那天晚上就问他，你名叫什么？
Jacob doesn't want to answer that.
雅各不想回答。
Because you see, the name Jacob meant the heel grabber.
你知道雅各这个名字在希伯来文里的意思是什么吗？
The one who will cheat you if you get a chance.
他就是抓脚跟的人那个意思，因为他生下来的时候抓着哥哥以扫的脚跟，他只要有机会，他就会来使他的诡计来骗你。
The crook, the con man.
他就是这么一个恶棍，一个骗子。
And Jacob doesn't want to admit who he is.
所以雅各不愿意承认他是什么样的人。
But every time that hip starts to hurt,
但是每一次当他大腿这边让他觉得痛的时候，
he remembers that he finally had to admit, this is who I am.
他记得，他最后不得不承认，我就是这样的一个人。
I am dishonest.
我是不诚实的。
I am self-centered.
我很是自我中心的。
I am Jacob.
我是雅各。
But every time he remembered that, he remembered that once he admitted and surrendered to God, he received a new name.
但是每次他想起他这场经历，他过去所做的一切，他又会想到那天晚上他跟神摔跤，然后他得了一个新的名字。
Because the stranger says, "Your name is now Israel."
因为这个陌生人跟他讲，你的名字以后要叫以色列。
A prince with God.
以色列的名字是什么？
The con man has become a prince.
是与神同在的一个王子，一个普普通通的人。
He surrendered and allowed God to transform him.
他现在是与神同在的一个王子，他允许神把他脱胎换骨的改变了。
If there are scars from your past,
如果你的过去也留下了一些伤痕，
Let me encourage you to value the lessons that God has taught you through that pain.
我想要鼓励你，你要珍视这份功课，神教给你的这个功课。
Because one of the ways God shapes us in His image is by teaching us lessons that we can learn only in painful situations.
因为神要我们能够更像耶稣的一个办法就是让我们去面对一些困难，让我们能够学到宝贵的功课。
The truth is, for most of us, we don't learn a whole lot when everything is going great.
因为我们人都是这样的，我们当一切顺利的时候，我们真的学不到什么功课。
We're too busy living at the top of the world to learn.
我们因为那个时候，我们觉得哎，这所有的事情，我们简直是世界在站在世界之巅，我们不觉得有什么要学的东西。
We like to live up there.
我们当然喜欢就在高处生活。
But the truth is, it's in the difficult times that we humble ourselves and we listen to God's voice and He teaches us lessons.
但是往往是人只有在低谷的时候我们才能学到功课，我们会谦卑自己来听神的声音。
And so when those scars, when that pain comes back,
所以当那些伤痕那些痛回来的时候，
instead of reacting with anger, let the pain help you to grow as a disciple.
让我们就不要去为过去再生气啊，再懊悔，而是让这些痛苦能够让我们学到一些功课。
No, we can't erase the past.
我们没法抹去我们的过去。
But we can redeem it by learning the lessons that God wants to teach us.
但是如果我们学到神要我们学的功课，我们就把这个过去的伤痕救赎了。
As I read through scripture about people who were scarred, I realize a second thing that scars do for us.
我在圣经里读这个过去带着伤痕在生活的这些人的这个经历的时候，我就学到第二点功课。
They equip us to minister to others.
我们的伤痕能够装备我们来去服侍别人。
Paul is writing to one of his students, Timothy.
保罗给提摩太，就是提摩太是他的学生，给他写信。
And he reminds Timothy that Paul, he had once been a persecutor of Christians.
他提醒提摩太，保罗过去曾经是逼迫基督徒的人。
And then he says this.
然后他在提摩太前书，他这样说。
I received mercy for this reason.
提摩太前书一章十六节，然而我蒙了连续。
That Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Paul says, God had mercy on me, and now he is using me to testify of his mercy to others.
保罗说神给让我蒙了怜悯，是为了让我能够在世人面前为他做见证。
You see, Paul had some scars in his life.
保罗在他的生命中也有很多伤痕。
I imagine the shame that came to him when he would remember when he cheered while Stephen was being stoned to death.
我可以想象保罗心中所感到的那种羞耻感，当他想起在斯蒂凡就被石头打死的时候，保罗是在旁边吆喝着欢呼的那个人。
Becoming a Christian didn't erase his memory.
他最后保罗成为基督徒，可是他这个记忆之中这些不可能被抹去的。
And I think there are times when he woke up in the night and he remembered that moment. And he feels such shame.
我可以想象他夜里有时候甚至都会半夜惊醒，就过去的这些回忆又回来，让他觉得非常羞耻。
Remember, he had had Christians arrested and turned over to be killed.
你记得保罗曾经逮捕那些基督徒下在监里，让他们最后被处死。
Now he's a pastor.
他现在成了牧师。
And I wonder if sometimes he met some of the children of the parents that he had arrested.
所以我就在想，他如果碰到这些被他逮捕最后处死的这些基督徒的孩子，他怎么去面对他们呢？
There were scars.
这就是过去的伤痕。
But Paul determined that he would allow his past, the scars, to equip him to share God's mercy with others.
但是保罗他决定，他过去的伤痕让他蒙了怜悯，但是希望能够把他的这些经验能够装备他自己，来为更多的人做见证。
Sometimes the scars, the hurts from our past can help us to help others who face similar struggles.
因为我们有时候我们在过去生活中带出来的伤痕，我们可以装备我们去帮助跟我们有同样类似经历的人。
You know, there are things that you cannot understand until you've experienced it yourself.
因为我们生活之中很多事情，如果你自己没有亲身经历，你永远不可能去理解那是什么样的。
You might say to someone, I know what you're going through.
你可能有可能跟人讲，哦，我理解你所经历的一切。
But you don't.
你不知道。
But sometimes our experiences allow us to pour God's grace into the lives of those who are hurting.
但有时候我们自己亲身经历过的一些事情，能够帮助我们把神的恩典倾倒在正在走这条路的那些人身上。
I told you about Charles Colson's prison sentence.
我跟你讲过，刚才这个 Charles Colson 他被判坐牢。
Becoming a believer did not erase the scars.
他成为基督徒，可是他过去的伤痕仍然存在，不可能。
There were scars that remained with Chuck Colson for the rest of his life.
这些伤痕伴随着这个 Chuck Colson 一辈子都跟着他。
But Colson allowed God to use those scars to equip him for ministry.
但是 Chuck Colson 允许神用他这些伤痕来帮助他去服侍别人。
You see, Colson is a high-powered Washington lawyer.
你知道，就 Chuck Colson 曾经是华盛顿的一个位高权重的律师。
And now he's in prison.
现在他下到监里了。
He's a believer.
但是他现在信主了。
And as he listens to the conversations around him, he begins to get a heart for the hopelessness of those prisoners.
他在监狱里面听着这监狱里的那些人跟他讲的分享的人生故事，他就觉得这些毫无希望的这些人，他想要为他们做点什么。
He hears fathers weeping. because they can't give their child anything for Christmas.
他听到那些在监狱里的那些犯人那些父亲在哭泣，因为到了圣诞节了，他们都没法给孩子买些礼物。
And when he leaves prison, he starts a ministry, prison fellowship.
所以最后他Chuck Colson出了监狱以后，他开始建立了一个监狱事工。
Preaching to prisoners.
他对这些监狱的犯人讲道。
The Angel Tree program that gives gifts to the children of prisoners.
他建立了一个项目，就是叫做天使之树这么一个项目，就是为了在圣诞节的时候给这些犯人的孩子们送圣诞礼物。
Tens of thousands of people have seen the love of Jesus.
成千上万的人看到了主耶稣的爱。
Because a man who had been way up here.
因为他们看到了这个人曾经是高高在上的一个人。
Suffered some scars.
但是他呢，因着过去，他有一些伤痕。
And he allowed those scars to equip him for ministry to others who were hurting.
而且他允许这些伤痕帮助他装备他，让他能够进行他的监狱事工来帮助。
As you think about the scars from your past,
所以你想想你的过去给你留下的伤痕。
Remember the lessons God has taught you.
你也请记得神让你学的功课。
And ask God.
你问问神。
Who can I help?Because of the scars in my life.
因着我生命之中的这些伤痕，我能够去帮助些什么人呢？
But the third thing I want you to see this morning.
所以第三点，今天早上我想要让大家记住的第三点是，
Even though they are painful, our scars are testimonies to God's grace.
尽管我们的伤痕很痛，但是我们的伤痕、伤疤是对神的一个见证。
Again, 1 Timothy, Paul says, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, I was an opponent of Jesus.
保罗在提摩太前书他说，我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的。
But he says, the grace of our Lord overflowed for me.
然而我蒙了怜悯，而且我的主恩是格外丰盛。
I want to say to you this morning,
所以今天我想跟大家说，
if you struggle with scars from your past,
如果你在为你过去所留下的伤痕而挣扎的时候，
God wants to pour His overflowing grace into your life.
神想要把他满意的恩典浇在你的身上。
I see this grace in two scriptures that I want to share with you this morning.
这个恩典我是在两个圣经的经节都看到，我想。
The prophet Isaiah is looking forward to the day when the Messiah comes.
我们知道先知以赛亚一直在盼着弥赛亚到来的那天。
And he says this.
他在五十三章第五节这么说。
He was pierced for our transgressions.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
And with his wounds we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Do you hear the overflowing grace in that verse?
你在这个经节之中你看到神满意的恩典了吗？
Jesus was scarred so that you and I can be healed.
耶稣带着满身的伤痕让我们能够得医治。
He was wounded so that someday the scars in our life will be gone.
他身上满是伤痕为的是有一天我们的伤痕我们在我们生命之中的伤痕可以被除去。
You see, if you're a believer,
如果你是个信主的人
someday those scars will be healed.
有一天你的伤痕就会完全得医治。
Maybe in this life,
也许是在这一生
maybe in the next,
也许是我们去天上的那一天。
But Jesus was wounded for our wounds.
但是耶稣是为了我们的罪孽被压伤。
And so someday, the scars will be healed.
所以有一天，我们的这个伤痕会得到医治。
Now maybe you say, "Yeah, that's fine, but that's a long ways away."
你说啊，也许这听起来很不错啊，但是也许得到下辈子了。
And my scar is hurting right now.
但是我的伤疤现在就都在疼啊。
So I want to share a scripture from Hebrews.
那我们来一起读希伯来书的一节经文。
Writer of Hebrews says, We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness.
希伯来书的作者说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
And then listen to what he says.
你再听一听，他是这么说。
Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
That we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
He says Jesus is with us.
他说耶稣与我们同在，在我们的生活之中。
And here's what's amazing to me about this verse.
所以我在这段经文中，我觉得最奇妙的是。
Even when the scars are the result of our own sin.
即使我们的伤痕是因为我们自己自身所犯的罪所导致的。
Jesus is with us.
耶稣在我们的痛苦之中也是与我们同在。
It's easy to sympathize with an innocent victim.
如果你看到一个无辜的人受害，你肯定很容易去同情他。
But he says our high priest walks with us even when the scars are our own fault.
他说，但是保罗在这个希伯来书作者说，我们的大祭司即使在我们的伤疤是因为我们自己的错造成的时候，也是与我们同行的。
There may be scars in your life that you know this is the result of decisions I made.
你的生命中也许有一些伤痕，你自己清楚的知道，是因为我过去做了一些错误的决定所导致的。
But if you've brought it to Christ,
但是如果你把这些伤痕带到主的面前，
He doesn't look at you and say,
他不会看着你说，
I tried to tell you.
我已经想试图要跟你讲了。
This is your own fault.
这是你都是你自己的错。
You're forgiven, but it's going to hurt.
你已经被原谅被赦免了。
He doesn't do that.
痛还在那儿，他不会这么说。
He says.
他说的是
，Even to those of us who are suffering because of our own sins.
即使是我们中的一些人，我们现在所受的痛苦是因为我们过去的罪所导致的。
He says.
他说
，Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
I am gentle and lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
You will find rest for your souls.
你们的心里就必得享安息。
And it doesn't say if you did nothing wrong.
他可没有说哦，如果你什么错都没有犯的话，你就可以来。
He says.Regardless of the reason.
他说无论是任何原因。
Regardless of what has brought the scars.
也无论你是什么造成了你这些伤痕。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
You'll find rest.
你会得安息。
For my yoke is easy.
因为我的轭是容易的。
My burden is light.
我的担子是轻省的。
As I thought this week about the scars in our life.
这个星期我就在想我们生命之中的一些伤痕。
What I want you to hear this morning is this.
我想要大家今早上听到的是这个。
Whatever the scars from your past.
你过去的伤痕无论是什么样的。
Regardless of what has brought it on.
无论是什么原因所导致的。
I want you to know that Jesus will walk with you.
我想要你知道耶稣都会与你同行。
He will help you to carry the pain of that past.
他会帮着你来承担这份痛。
I don't know your past.
我不知道你过去的。
It may involve some big sins, or it may involve small ones.
也许你过去犯了一些挺大的罪，或者是一些小小的一些罪。
But I want to assure you that if you have turned your life over to Him,
但是我想向你保证，如果你把生命交托给主，
He is with you.
他与你同在。
Scars may remain from the past.
过去所留下的伤痕也许一直在那。
But he'll be with you to help carry the pain.
但是主会与你同在，来帮着你来承担这份痛苦。
And so this morning I want to challenge you, don't let the scars from your past make you a bitter person.
所以我想要今天鼓励大家，不要让你过去的伤痕让你成为一个苦读的人。
Let them make you useful in God's kingdom.
让这些伤痕来帮助你成为在主的国度里有用的一个人。
Let them shape you in His image.
让他们来塑造你更像主的形象。
Use them to serve others for God.
用你这些伤痕来去帮助服侍更多的人，让他来为了主来得人。
Maybe a sin in your past has left some scars.
也许你过去所犯的罪留下了伤痕。
You can help others battle that area of temptation.
你可以帮助别的人在你这个犯过罪的这个领域来帮助他们成长。
Maybe you've had struggles in your marriage that have left scars.
也许你在你的婚姻之中有过一些挣扎，也留下了伤痕。
God can use your struggles to help others.
但是神可以用你的伤痕来帮助别人。
Maybe you've been hurt deeply.
也许你也曾经深受伤害。
God can use your hurt to make you a comfort to others.
神可以用你所受过的伤害来成为别人的安慰。
This week I was thinking about how scars can help us to serve others.
这个星期我一直在想，我们的伤痕怎么样来帮助我们去服侍他人。
And I'm not being very kind to Sister Lu Chin. I'm not being very kind to you.
You are.
No, not in a minute.
这个曼牧师说他今天对我不大好，我还不知道什么意思，可能是有些东西他没有提前发给我。
I sent her a story that I would use to explain, illustrate what I wanted to say.
因为曼牧师发给我的大纲里面，他讲到一个故事，他想用这个故事来跟大家来描述怎么样用我们的伤痕来帮助别人。
And then this morning I changed my mind.
That's fine.
I told you it wasn't right.
但是他今天早上他决定换一个故事。
I really hesitate to tell this.
我其实我没有想着要说这个。
But I got an email from one of you this week.
因为今天早上我这个星期收到了你们中间有人发给我一封电邮。
Talking about Sue's compassion for people.
因为这个电邮里他跟我讲到我太太 Sue 对人所存的这种怜悯心。
One of you wrote in an email, when Sue walked into a room, she brought peace with her.
因为有一个人这样跟我写，他说当 Sue 走进一个房间，他带来的就是平和平安的一个信息。
Yesterday morning, I had breakfast with a former student of Sue's.
昨天早上我跟 Sue 以前的一个学生一起吃早饭。
He has gone far from his Christian roots.
他是在基督徒家庭长大，但是他最后他就完全他的生活就偏离了他的这个根基。
But he called and he said, I want to have breakfast. I want to tell you about Mrs. McElwain.
但是他跟我打电话，他说我想跟你一起吃早饭，我想要谈一谈麦太太。
And he told me about how growing up in a church, he became very angry at Christians.
他就跟我讲，他从小在教会长大，可是他长大以后就变得就很生气，他对于基督徒就很生气。
And by junior high, he said I was really a rebel.
他说上高中的时候，他就已经完全是一个反叛的一个小孩。
And he said, but Mrs. McElwain was the first teacher who I think really liked me.
他说我在我的生命之中，他说麦牧师太太可以是第一个真正喜欢我的。
And he said, I don't like many Christians.
他说我很不喜欢很多基督徒。
But I really loved her.
但是我真的很爱她。
But the reason I'm telling this morning is this.
今天我为什么分享这个故事，是因为
I've never told you why Sue had such compassion for people.
我从来没有跟大家分享过为什么我的太太苏对人有这样的怜悯同情。
Especially as a teacher, she loved teenagers who were struggling.
作为一个老师，他很爱那些正在挣扎中的青少年。
The more they were confused and in trouble, the more she seemed to be drawn to them.
因为那些孩子好像他们越是觉得犯糊涂，不知道以后该怎么办，生活越是混乱，我太太就越是爱他们。
And one of the reasons is scars.
是什么原因呢？其中一个原因就是她也是带着伤痕的。
Sue's mother died of cancer when Sue was 13 years old.
Sue 在十三岁的时候，她妈妈是因为癌症去世了。
She only had one brother, and he was an older brother who was away in the army, was posted overseas, couldn't even come back for the funeral.
Sue 当时她只有一个哥哥，她哥哥当时因为是海外驻军，他甚至都不能回来参加妈妈的葬礼。
So it was a father and a 13-year-old daughter.
所以当时他们的家里就剩下一个爸爸和一个十三岁的孩子。
He said, "I don't know how to raise a teenage daughter."
这个爸爸说我可不知道怎么去去教养一个青少年女孩子。
So he sent her to boarding school 500 miles away.
所以这个爸爸就把女儿给送到500里以外的一个寄宿学校。
And Sue really never got over some of the pain of growing up as a teenager with no family around, feeling like I've been abandoned.
所以苏他一辈子都没有从这个伤痕之中恢复过来，他就觉得那时候就是一个青少年小孩子被抛弃了，被所有人都抛弃了，孤单单的一个人在寄宿学校。
Some of those scars really never healed.
有一些伤疤一辈子都没有恢复。
But through those scars,
但是因着这些伤痕,
Sue gained a compassion for junior high students who were hurting.
所以苏就因着他自己的亲身经历这些伤痕, 他对这个反叛的这些青少年有了特别的一种关爱。
She decided that instead of making her bitter, she would allow the scars to make her useful for God.
所以他就决定说, 这些伤痕不能让他变得更苦毒，而是他要用这个伤痕来帮助这些孩子，让他成为神为神所用。
We go back to Genesis 32.
我们再回到创世纪32章。
The rest of his life, Jacob walked with a limp.
我们知道雅各从那个摔跤那趟以后，他就腿瘸了。
It never went away.
这个他一辈子都腿瘸了，没有好。
And I think this morning that some of you walk with a limp.
我相信今天早上我们中的某些人也是瘸着腿在走路的。
It may be invisible to others.
也许你这个腿瘸别人看不出来。
But there are scars from your past.
但是这是你过去所留下的伤痕。
Some of the scars are self-inflicted.
这有一些伤痕是因为我们自己的原因造成。
What makes them so painful is you know, I brought this on myself.
让你觉得更痛苦的就是是我自己的错误导致我今天这个伤痕。
Some of the scars are caused by others.
但有一些伤痕是别人造成的。
People who have wronged you, who have hurt you deeply.
别人也许错待了你, 深深地伤害了你。
And I wish that I had a message this morning that says, here are three steps to get rid of the scars.
我很希望我今天能给你们一个信息说, 简单的三步, 能够把你的所有的伤痕都抹去。
I would love to preach that.
如果有这样一篇讲道，我很乐意跟大家分享。
But I have looked and looked and I can't find it.
但是我在圣经里找不到这样的简单的三步。
But this morning what I want to say to you is this.
但是今天早上我想跟你说,
I want to pray with you that God will give you the grace to grow through the pain.
我想要跟你一起祷告, 神会陪着你, 让在这个 神的恩典会在你的身上,
that he will give you the grace to use the pain of your scars to serve others who are hurting.
神的恩典能够让你在伤痕中成长, 而且用你的伤痕来帮助来服侍别人。
And that you will know that he is walking beside you in the most difficult times.
你也会知道在你最困难的时候, 神是在你身边与你同行的。
No, the past cannot be erased.
是的，我们的过去就没法被抹去。
But it can be redeemed.
但是可以被救赎。
The scars can make us more like Christ.
我们的伤痕可以让我们更像基督。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I don't want to ignore the reality.
主啊，我不想忽视我们面对的现实。
Of the pains of so many of our members.
我们中间的很多人都是有伤痕的。
I don't want to give the attitude the scars don't matter. They do. They hurt.
我也不想跟大家就轻易地说，哦，这些伤疤没什么了不得，但是因为真的是很痛。
But God, this morning, would you come alongside those among us who are hurting?
主啊，就今天早上就求你来与我们中间正在痛苦的这些人与我们同行。
Those who are hurting from scars that others have wounded them and hurt them.
我们中间有的人身上的伤痕是因为别人对我们做的错事所导致的。
Those who are hurting from scars left from their past.
我们中间也有人是因为过去的生活带着这样的伤疤。
Would you come alongside this morning and pour your grace into their lives?
主啊, 就求你与他们同行, 把你的恩典倾倒在他们身上。
And then would you use them to show your grace to others?
就用这些弟兄姐妹的生活来帮助, 来服侍别人。
That your great purpose to show your love in the world will be accomplished even through the scars in our life.
正是因着这样的伤痕，你的恩典可以向世人更多的展现，你的爱可以向世人更多的展现。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。